We left off yesterday pointing out that there are two different sugyas and shas that talk about the concept of the burial. One is on the level of deraisa, that's the sugyas of Machos, about Malchus, and the other is, according to most Rishonim, in the context of Paro, which is the Dash sugya. Although even though they're really two different sugyas, but the concept of burial is probably the same, because especially through the eyes of the Ritva from the early days of the sugya, that the whole Tacharas HaChamim of burial not being choshev was ke'ena deraisa, that's a double choshev in terms of Malchus. So it becomes critical, but how do you define burial? Both in terms of the deraisa in the sugya, in terms of the Rabban sugya, how do you define burial? So it leads us to believe that there is a very, very exact definition of what is a burial and what is not a burial. There's a Gemara a little bit later on in Chulun that discusses it in contrasting the Yisrof of Tameh, which is subject to the rules of burial, in contrast to the Veil, which is not. So that's from the one case in the Gemara that we know is not a burial. We have to try to derive what the rules are. So we pointed out yesterday that there's a major machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. What is significantly missing in the case of Nevela that makes it, in a sense, not a burial? So according to Rashi, it's lacking that characteristic of Nesav and Chivas Briyos. So that's it. That's what's Kedeya. It has to be us from day one. And according to Tosfos, that's not really so important. What's really important, according to Tosfos, is that when the Issa is formulated using a shamed up, or using a very title itself, so then that title of a gid, the title of an ophthalmic, the title of a sheretz, etc., those kinds of things, so they lend themselves to the parasha of beria. When the Torah uses a phrase such as dead meat, nevela, whether it's a lot of nevela, a little nevela, big, small, whole unit, half unit, it's all the same thing, so then the concept of the beria doesn't get off the ground. But that is a very, very long dishon, dora, of what is or is not a beria, that it all depends on what the lashon of Torah is, runs into a big problem, because the sugya Makos talks about a beria in the context of a chita, in the context of a kernel of grain. It happens to be that it falls short anyway. But maisa, the chita happens not to be a beria, according to most of the chachamim, because it's lacking in beris neshama. That's true. But if not for its deficiency in beris neshama, it probably would have been a beria, even though the Torah doesn't use the shame tayyah, doesn't use the shame davar, but speaks about the yisav losoichel tevel. It doesn't say losoichel chita. And therefore, the very concept of the beria seems to be foreign to that sugya. According to Tosfos' understanding, the concept of beria really doesn't belong in that sugya. So Tosfos has a lot of problems. Tosfos really, really got into a pickle in that sugya. So you have this Gemara and Makkos that's staring them in the face, that the Tanoim are fighting it out, or Shimon Darabanan are debating whether Tevel is subject to the din of a beria or not, for the quirk of you accept beris neshama, you deny beris neshama. But according to Tosfos, the sugya doesn't even get off the ground. So Tosfos says, to solve this problem, Tosfos says, in a classic response, I'm going to show you that your question against me is not the only question with that sugya Makkos. That Gemara in Makkos anyway is difficult. And you're clearly, you who are attacking us through the eyes of that sugya Makkos, anyway have what to deal with that Gemara in Makkos. That Gemara in Makkos is very, very difficult. And I'll tell you why, says Tosfos. The whole Shachmatai in that Gemara in Makkos is contradicting something else. What's it contradicting? The Gemara is laying down this principle of beris neshama. It's got to be alive and kick it in order for it to be a beria. Really? It's got to be alive in order to be a beria? Give me an example of something that's a beria that's not alive.
Kernel.
You said the bug was dead. It was alive alone. It jumping around. The oaf tabe was alive. The only case that we have where it's clearly not alive, at least one of the cases we have, it's clearly not alive, and still Chazal called it area, is by golly, our sugya, a Gid Anoshe. Last you looked at a Gid Anoshe not alive, so how could the Gemara call it a beria if you really believe you need beris neshama? So what Tosfos just did was, they just made that Gemara Makkos twice difficult. They have two kashas on the Gemara Makkos. They took the tables on the Gemara Makkos. It's not a kasha on them anymore. Tosfos is right. We're right, says Tosfos. Our starting point is correct. That of course, the Hagdara of Beria is Sheikh Davar. So what's going on in the Gemara about this? How could the Gemara begin to talk about Tevel, Chita Shoket, the Tevel being a Beria? Number one. And number two, the reason that the Gemara ultimately concludes that Tevel is not a Beria is an incorrect reason, because that's disproven by our sugya. So it says, Tosfos, Palamok, and that Gemara Makkos is difficult. So there are two kashas now. Tosfos just posed on the Gemara Makkos. It's funny how we just flip the tables, we turn the tables. Instead of being a kasha and Tosfos, they turned around and said, we're in good shape. The Gemara Makkos is a pillar. So we have two kashas, right? Two kashas, two kashas. Number one, how did the Gemara discuss the chita Shel Tevel, maybe Beria, maybe yeah, maybe no. How could the Gemara even have a discussion about that? Gevalt, it's not a Eino Shem Davar, number one. And number two, how could the Gemara say that the Chita, Shel Tevel, is Lav, Beria, because of Beria's Neshama, Gevalt, but Gira Noshe is also not a Gira's Neshama, and it's still a Beria, as it says, Beferish and Chul, Nefkuf and Aleph. So as they say, one kash is a kash, two kashes is a lot. It's a teretz. Three is a yisoid, and four is a shekloli. So we're not quite at the shekloli, not even at a yisoid, but we have a teretz.
Can you ask on Rashi also from this Gemara?
This Gemara, why is Gemara so quick on Rashi, maybe?
Because Tevel is also from the beginning.
So we made that a little bit harder yesterday. Tevel is not really also from the beginning. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. So Rabbi say, you know what Tosis did? Tosis did something so startling that if anybody here would have done it, I would have asked them please to leave the shul. I don't throw guys out for little things. If I did, I would have thrown out a lot of guys all the time. Some guys just left voluntarily, only for Thursdays, or for Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. No. What did Tosis say? Tosis says, the real reason why the Chita Shel Tevel is not a Beria is, you know why? Catch this one. What's the real reason? Give me the real reason. The real reason. Not what it says the Gemara reason. The real reason. What we said, namely, because it's not a Hashem Dacha. That's the emes reason. So why, if we're so smart, but that's the real reason, so why didn't the Gemara say that reason? Why didn't the Tanaim say? Why didn't the Chacham respond back? And Rabbi Shimon said that Yechayev Malkus for eating a Chita Shel Tevel. Why didn't the Chacham say no? Wrong. That's not a barrier. Why didn't they give the right reason? And the answer is, as I says, the Dvar of Rabbi Shimon got a little. Means obviously Rabbi Shimon didn't buy into that. Obviously, from the fact that Rabbi Shimon, from the fact that Rabbi Shimon thought that Chita Shel Tevel is potentially a Beria. What do you see Rabbi Shimon didn't buy into? Into the Taisus. The Taisus, okay, we're okay. We're Rabbi Shimon, we're talking wrong. We're not proposing to be true according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is not accepted, he's rejected Allah anyway. We're saying, Ashtim Otair and Chul, Alibid the Emes, Alibid the Rabbanah. So the Rabbanah would be nice and considerate and kind to Rabbi Shimon by saying, listen, Rabbi Shimon, we personally, between the lines, we think Beria is not even the sugya here. I ain't Taisus, it must have Chul. That's the real reason. But Lefi Dvarecha, that you don't think that Taisus is correct, Lefi Dvarecha, we're going to pose a problem, we're going to pose a challenge to your Beria, which even you're going to have to concede to it. What was that? What was that challenge? After all, it's not what? It's what? It's not a Beria Shalom. So, if Taisus would have stopped there, I would have said, okay, it's a little bit odd, a little bit strange for the Chacham to be saying something, to be putting forth an argument that they don't really subscribe to, but you know what, this is not the first time. We've seen this in other places. This is a style of Shas. This is a style of Chazal. But what's even more disturbing about this is that the argument that the Chachamim do put forth to try to reject Rabbi Shimon is something that, what? In their heart of hearts, they don't even think it's true. Because at the end of the day, the Rabbanim really don't require a Beris Neshama. Proof positive what? The Gemara did a Nashe. So Tosfos has to do a double take on a Lav Dafka. The argument that the Rabbanim are presenting to Rabbi Shimon is not really true. And the argument that they really should have presented, they're not really presenting. So Tosfos has a lot of work to do on this one. It's really, really, really tough to say this. But Tosfos says, what are you going to do? The lace brayer, because obviously our mahalak in the sugya is correct, because otherwise there's no reason under the sun to explain why nevela is not a beria. Taisa doesn't buy into Rashi Shtikl Taira. Taisa says we are correct in our definition, and it doesn't fit into the Gemara Makas. We'd rather patchk around with the Gemara Makas a little bit and say Rabbi Rabban Ladivrahim, Rabbi Shimon Kamil, even though it's a double Ladivrahim, it's a double take on this Ladivrahim, because is the reason that they should have said they're not saying, because they don't want to offend Rabbi Shimon, the reason that they are saying, they don't even think it's true anyway. I'll make matters even worse. What is Rabbi Shimon's response to the Rabban? What
What did Rabbi Shimon say back to Rabbanan?
No, it is a barrier, What does the Gemara say at Machas? Everyone about look at the end of the Gemara? What does Rabbi Shimon really believe the Yechai Machas for eating a less than Kizayas of Tevel? Really because of barrier? No. It happens to be Rabbi Shimon holds even if you eat less than a Kizayas of Chazi Yechai Machas. Why? Rabbi Shimon holds that the Halacha Mashu Pesinah of Kizayas is only something like a carbon, not like a Malkas. That's a unique sheet that we don't pass to. Rabbi Shimon Omar, that Halacha Mashu Pesinah is not the Pesinah of Kizayas, it only said vis-a-vis carbon, Chathas, vis-a-vis Kares, Malkas is Bekoshim. So when the Rabbi Shimon responded back to the Rabban and said, no, it's a barrier. Did Rabbi Shimon really mean it?
No,
because he personally held what? The Halacha Mashu Pesinah is that Yechai of Malkas even with the Koshu. So why did he invoke barrier? Because he was trying to speak who? The Rabban. If you Rabban don't follow what I think, I'm going to give you a convincing reason. And he put forward this Svara barrier, which is not even accurate anyway, because it's not a barrier of the Shama. And everybody ultimately accepts it. The whole thing with Chimon Yatsoif, the whole Machloekes, Rabbi Shimon Rabban, they're talking with the Machloekes. The real Machloekes had nothing to do with barrier. The real Machloekes had to do with, is the Halacha Mashu Pesinah, if Kazayah said, Legabi Malkus or only Legabi Korban. That was the real Machloekes. Rabban are invoking parishes from barrier that are not even true. They're using Hagdoras of barriers that nobody really accepts. And the whole discussion of Rabbi Shimon Rabban is Mamash Shisri Tyra. It's like mice. If you talk to someone about Sittas, they're Rabbi Shimon. He's like talking about Bohemia, by Mar, by Nero, and Sistri, they're talking riddles. Toises, a Hilge Valia Toises, what can we do to Hilge? Who are we? Dachas, Kapas, Rabbi, Valia Toises. But it's a difficult place to say the least. But that's the Shaka time, the Gemara. The whole thing is like you did. But what do you want from Toises? They said it has to be this way. You know what it has to be this way? Because the only real explanation of what makes up a barrier is our definition. Clearly, Rashi didn't buy into this story. No question about it. Because Rashi learned the Tchilas B'Yoso Pshat. And therefore, according to Rashi, who accepted the Tchilas B'Yoso Pshat, and therefore never heard of this idea of Shem Dover story, what's the real reason why Tevel is not a barrier? Not Tosa's reason, that's the fake reason. What's the real reason? Because what it says in the Gemara, by golly, Rashi says what it says in the Mishnah. Gee, what the Chum actually said. That the real reason is because of Beres Neshama. So it comes out that according to Rashi, what are the two criteria necessary to create Beria? One is it has to be B'tchilas Priya. So that's the Gemara in Chulin. That's the reason why Nevela is not. And what's the second condition has to combine with what? What else? And that's that Beres Neshama, and that's the reason why Chita is not. So believe it or not, Rashi not so bad. Rashi is actually pretty good. Rashi took our Gemara at face value, took the Gemara in Chulin later on at face value, took the Gemara in Makas and everything. Rashi is proposing what it actually says in the Gemara. What's the big problem with Rashi? It's a huge problem, because if you really truly believe that you require Beres Neshama, if you take the Gemara Makas seriously, because there is no other reason, because Tosafot reason doesn't fly according to Rashi, if you take the Gemara B'tchilas B'riyoso seriously, if you take the Gemara B'riyoso Neshama seriously, then what Gemara falls flat? Get a Nashas. What's the answer? Yeah, it's also called Bria. It's also called a Beres Neshama. Beres Neshama doesn't mean alive. Beres Neshama means it came from a live item. In contrast to a grain, which is growing, but that's not alive, that's not chai, that's tzemeach, that's not chai. And therefore, according to Rashi, Rashi wasn't bothered with Tosis Kash in the first place. So Rashi wasn't bothered with Tosis Kash about Beres Neshama, because he redefined Beres Neshama. Therefore, because Rashi understood Beres Neshama Kipshuto, that it includes even things that were one time alive, therefore, there is a din of Beres Neshama. That's the real reason why Chita is off base. And Tosis Klal about Shem Dover doesn't exist. So there's only one last akuda that's difficult according to Rashi. One last thing that doesn't add up. According to Rashi, if these are the two criteria, Tchilas B'Yoso and Beres Neshama, and there is no Klal in Shem Dover, so it comes around and raises one last challenge to Rashi. What is that? A piece of chalef. A guy takes a clump of chalef. Why is that a barrier? Takes a whole piece of chalef, intestinal fat, kidney fat. It's a whole piece of chalef. Takes a small animal, all the chalef of the animal, and he eats it. Why is that not a barrier? It was one time. According to Tosafot, it's not alive right now. And according to Tosafot, it's not a shame dover. According to Tosafot, it's not a kashya multiple reasons. But according to Rashi, why is it not? So the Ran says that it's not a unit. Chelev is in multiple places in the animal. So what do you mean? A berry means whole bug, whole iftamin, whole gita noshia, whole chita. Here I have a little chelev, here a little chelev, here a little chelev. I take all the chelev, combine them all together. That's not a berry for technical tangential reasons. That's why chelev falls short. So when all the dust settles, we have two major opinions in the Rishon Rashi and Taisus. What is the ultimate vikeveya of the shame berry? According to Rashi, it's chilas v'yaso combined with berish the shabbat. That's the keveya. According to Taisus, the only thing that really, really matters is shame dover versus not shame dover. And again, each one has to explain away the details of berry both here as well as in the setzlach.
How's Ran different
in
Tosos with his point?
Ran is very different. Ran is basically Rashi. He's fundamentally according to Tosos, there was no kasha about chilas in the first place. Chilas was not shame dover. According to Ran, you have to first be keveya. The regular rules of beria, and then you have to say you have to eat a whole unit, but the unit has to be mechuba yachad. You can't have a little chayavia, a little chayavia. That's not a beria by definition. So it's much closer. It's Rashi plus that little nuance. Okay, but so these are the shirayim of the last sugya. Everyone finished? We're not in the sugya. Okay, ready to move on? Okay, good.
What? A
couple of questions. Yeah. Tell us that a few questions, and I revamp the gemara. Yeah.
In the first thing, according to Rashi, this idea of also mitzvahs briyaso. Why is that important? I understand why for Tosfos the Shem Dover that it is what defines it and makes it Pashav and not the barrier and not the. Why is. What is Pashav's cluster up though?
I think that is also for a long time. That's a certain degree of Chashim. It's not a flimsy kind of Nissa that comes and goes. It's a Nissa that's been off base from day one.
Then what's the significance that meaning anything which lasted for a long time? Why does it have to be a
birya? You need a lot of factors that have to combine together to grant that degree of chashivas in halacha. So there are different factors that go into making something in halacha. It has to be a whole unit, and it's got to be something. It has to have conditions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If it has all those conditions, then we can label it as a halacha.
Also, you're saying to us, was reading the Gemara Makos, that Rabbi Shimon really isn't. The reason that it's us here with culture is not because of Beria.
Right, because my father
as we talked for Rashi also, no?
Yeah, that point can be. That's the Gemara already says that Rabbi Shimon Divrei Rabbanan Kama. That's not even so bad.
So when Rabbi Shimon there is.
But the problem is that according to Tosfos, the whole discussion was off.
Why is Rabbi Shimon comparing it to a Namala there? You agreed to that Namala, like you agreed to me here, but.
But that's the Gemara is the kind of thing. The Gemara says that according to the Gemara quotes Machlokes Amoraim, is Rabbi Shimon really based on there that Rabbi Shimon really ultimately holds that culture is lamachas. So the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Shimon holds culture is lamachas. So according to that beer, it has to be Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan Kama. Rabbi Shimon is superfluous. Say Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, everyone's superfluous. No one's talking the right language. That's already too much. Okay, good. All right. Turn around. Okay. We may get three shiurim out of this year.